Hi, and welcome to The Movement Diaries, a no-holds-barred podcast where we'll unpack all things exercise and movement within the world of the no-pain, no-gain fitness culture. Hosted by me, movement coach Jordana Edelstein, we'll dive into why exercise has notoriously become all about self-punishment, fixing what's wrong with how your body looks, and burning off last night's pizza rather than simply feeling good and strong in your own skin. Let's have some honest, candid conversations about how to shift the all-or-nothing mindset around fitness and reclaim movement and exercise as a way to feel capable, confident, and empowered in your own body and mind. Ready to break the rules of exercise with me? Let's get started. Hey, friends. It's episode 94 of the Movement Diaries. Today's episode is going live on, Monday, September, of course I have to double check this, Monday, September 19th. And I think I talk about this, some days I'll get like a crazy total inspiration and I will have to like run and record a podcast episode that very moment because I have this idea in my head and I have to get it out. And then I also have like a running list of podcast ideas in my, in the notes section of my phone. And then sometimes I'll sit down to record something. And I'll be like, I don't really know what I want to talk about today. And I was going through my list of ideas and I'm like, there's like some really good ideas here. And then I was thinking about the Eat With Ease and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to talk about this a little bit. And really like, this isn't about like trying to convince you that you need to do this. This is really just talking about like the skills that we're going to work on. And I'm going to talk about those skills and really just, it's almost like a little mini coaching session is, I mean, that's kind of what I sometimes all the podcast episodes are, but for this, I really just wanted to talk about kind of what I think about and really consider to be like the main skills that you need to work on. When you are ready to like break up with like the rules and the rigidity of dieting. And that's really what the program is about. So yeah, it is about what we're going to cover in Eat With Ease, but it's also just kind of a place, like a resource to give you, to kind of have it all in one place. Like these are the things that I need to be thinking about. And if you are interested in Eat With Ease, depends when you're listening to this, but registration is opening to the people on the wait list on Wednesday, September 21st. So if you are listening before then, add your name to the wait list. There's a link in the show notes of this episode because you will get first access to sign up and 20% off. There's a good number of people on the wait list, more than probably I would really want in the group just because I do want to keep it on the smaller side. And you'll get 20% off. So it's like kind of a no-brainer. It just gives you options. There's no obligation by being on the wait list. So when I really think about, let's kind of get into it. When I really think about the skills that are needed to move away from dieting, there's probably like 4 to 5 to maybe like 6 kind of core things. Then within those skills, there's obviously a lot of nuance and it kind of really breaks things down. But one of the first things that we need to do is just understand what's a protein, what's a carb, what's a fat. And one of the most common things I hear from people is like foods that they think are like proteins, but are actually not. They're actually carbs, they're actually fats. A lot of times like beans, nut butters, quinoa, those are things I hear a lot. People are like, oh, like those are proteins. And I'm like, no. They have protein in them, but they're not an efficient source of protein, right? Most of the calories, most of the nutrition in that is coming from, like, let's say quinoa and beans are coming from carbs, which are great. There's lots of fiber. There's tons of nutrition in that. But if you are looking to choose a protein for a meal and you're choosing only that all the time, you're going to be lacking in protein, right? We need to look at foods that are efficient sources of protein, where the majority of the nutrition and the majority of the calories are coming from protein. And so just learning what foods are what is a skill, right? So that, because like when you're on a diet and you're following the rules of the diet, you're eating off of like a meal plan or a list of like approved foods. And that doesn't really teach you anything, right? It just teaches you like, these are the foods that you're allowed to eat at like this meal. Knowing what's a protein, what's a carb, and what's a fat gives you the knowledge to make a choice in any situation, right? And when you're, you know, shopping to keep food in your house, you're preparing food at home, obviously you're going to have a lot more options than, let's say, you're going to like a party at a friend's house, you're going to a wedding. You can't control what food is being served there, but at least now you know what's what, and you can make a much more informed and empowered choice. So that is one of the big skills that I think is super important. And then I guess kind of goes along with that is, am I hungry or am I full? Which is like such an oversimplification, right? Like, wouldn't it be amazing if we just all were able to answer that question with no problem and then take action accordingly? This is sort of like the crux of all of this work. It is really challenging to know if you're hungry, if you're having a craving. Am I full? Am I full enough? Am I too full? I'm not sure. It's a skill and it takes so much practice. And there's tools that we use for that, right? There's the hunger scale, which kind of gives like a visual representation as well as like numbers. So you can start to at least create, like give yourself like a framework and try to identify what you're feeling. And in some ways kind of label it, right? Just so you have like a reference point. And then over time you start to learn, like you might have labeled a certain feeling as like, let's say a 5, but then as you practice more and more, you learn that wasn't really a 5, it was more of like a 6, or it was more of a 4, whatever it is. Because ultimately we all do experience these sensations differently, just like everyone experiences pain differently. And what is really painful for one person is mildly painful for another. There is some of that too, to like hunger and fullness. What might feel like, oh my God, I need to eat right now, to me, to someone else might be like, oh, I could actually go another half hour, 45 minutes. And so you have to learn what it is for you. And that takes a lot of practice. And so that's kind of the hunger piece. And then there's like the craving side of things, right? Am I hungry or this is actually a craving? And I have sort of a whole framework and kind of like a side-by-side of like questions/statements that you can use to sort of like evaluate and get a sense. Like, you know, am I looking for like food that has nutrition in it, like proteins, carbs, and fats? Or am I only looking for like snacky, salty, sweet stuff, right? That gives you good information. Can I sit down at like a table and eat this? Or can I only eat this like standing in front of a cabinet, or I don't want anyone to know that I'm eating this, right? That also is good information. And so being able to learn and understand, am I truly physically hungry? Do I need like nutrition in my body? Or is there some other urge, something else going on that's giving me the urge to eat? And there are so many of those emotions, different emotions, stress, boredom, because other people are eating, circumstances, and learning to identify all of those different situations and feelings and knowing, well, is eating actually going to be a productive response to this or not? So that is a really big skill. And then we talked about kind of the nutrition piece and we talked about the fullness piece and kind of how that, you know, and then the hunger and craving stuff. And then a third part of it is really another kind of distinct skill is, do you know how to choose foods that you enjoy? And in doing so, like choosing foods that you enjoy that overlap with foods that are nutritious and foods that are filling. Right. And this is kind of like, this is the framework and this is the approach I use with food and what I, you know, teach my clients to develop proficiency in using this framework, like nourish, satisfy, satiate. Sometimes that does feel like a mouthful, but, you know, ultimately it's like, are you eating foods that have nutrition? Are you enjoying them? And do you feel full? Right. That's what it comes down to. And what the skill we're looking for over time is to find the sweet spot where those three things overlap as often as we can. Now, of course, there's going to be situations where they don't overlap. Like for instance, like dessert is not nutritious and it's not really filling. It's just satisfying. So of course, there's a lot of nuance to this. And the purpose of me talking about this today is not to get into like every single situation and element of nuance, but it's just to give you kind of an overarching sort of list of what are kind of the core skills that I need, that we need to be thinking about to have in place? What's the skill set essentially so that I can move away from chronic dieting and always relying on this external thing, the rules of the diet, the meal plans, the lists of foods, the pre-made, pre-packaged things, and learn what I need. And so the nutrition piece, which we talked about, the proteins, carbs, and fats, the satiety, the fullness piece of knowing, am I hungry? Am I full? Or is this a craving? And then the satisfaction piece, am I really enjoying this? Because what tends to happen is when we want to like make a change around our health, we tend to sacrifice enjoyment, right? Because we think that we can only eat like lean protein and vegetables and very few carbs, and we have to cut out oil and butter, and, you know, carbier things and fattier things are what give food flavor, right? You know, if you eat like a really, really lean meat, like chicken breasts don't have a lot of flavor. Chicken thighs have a lot more flavor, right? Super lean ground beef is super tough and chewy. And fattier cuts of beef have more flavor. Like fat gives things flavor. And so if you give up the flavor and the satisfaction and the enjoyment of your food, you will not be able to stick with it. You will burn out. You will only last for so long because food is a lot more than nutrition. It is pleasure. It is joy. It is sometimes comfort. It is community and bringing people together and celebration. It is so much. And so enjoying your food and finding that overlap between getting the nutrition that you need and enjoying it at the same time is a skill. And it's a skill that many of us don't really know because we're just so used to following rules and we're used to sacrifice. And we think we have to give up so much in order to meet our goals, in order to be healthy. Or if you have a fat loss goal, in order to lose fat, you have to give up all the things you love. Or that, like, you know, I've had, you know, conversations with people where like, they'll tell me what their favorite foods are. And then they'll tell me like, I was so good. Like I didn't eat like XYZ, whatever that favorite food was this week. And I'm like, why? Why are you giving that up? Why are you sacrificing that? And that's a lot of, those are old stories and old things that we've been taught and we have to unpack all that. But something I really want you to notice, like, do you find yourself doing that? Because that is going to be an obstacle to making permanent lasting change. You have to enjoy what you eat, right? Like it's just, that's non-negotiable. And that is a skill to work on. And you know, those are kind of like the core things in terms of like nutrition. And there are more, right? There's things around body image and on track, off track mindset and other things. But in terms of, we think about like nutrition, and if you think of the umbrella of like what, why, and how we eat, I use that language a lot. Like the what, right, is like choosing your protein, your carb, and your fat. The why is, am I hungry? Am I having a craving? Right. And then the how is really the only piece we didn't talk about. And that is, am I sitting at a table? Am I eating slowly? Am I standing in front of a cabinet? Am I eating in my car? Right. Like, how are you eating? And those are skills as well. Right. Something I have really been working on at breakfast is putting my phone in another part of the kitchen and not looking at my phone at all while I'm eating breakfast. And it has been really interesting and it's challenging and it's uncomfortable. But it's so valuable because just using this one thing as an example, when you are doing something else while you are eating, whether it's being on your phone, watching TV, listening to a podcast, talking to your family, right? There's a whole spectrum of things. It's very difficult to pay attention to the food. Now, if you're with people and the food is like, and you're with people who, let's say you're out to dinner with friends and you're like loving this food and it's kind of about the food, that can sometimes be different. But even so, like you're home at dinner, you're talking to your family, you're listening to your kids or your partner or whatever your situation is. And you're paying attention to that, to what they're saying. And multitasking is a myth. You cannot pay attention and listen to what someone's saying and also pay attention and notice the flavor and texture of your food at the same time. You can switch back and forth really fast, and that's what we think is multitasking, but you're actually doing one thing at a time. We perceive it to be two things or three things at once, but it's not. And so, like, think about if you have ever, like, you're talking to someone and you start looking at your phone while you're talking to them. And then suddenly you realize, you look up and you're like, I have no idea what that person just said. Or I'm trying to think of like another, maybe even better example, and I can't right now. But the same thing happens with food, right? If you are doing something else while you are eating, you are not able to pay attention to what you're eating. And there are a lot of impacts. I don't want to say consequences, but like there's impacts of that, right? You're less likely to enjoy it. You're less likely to feel full. You're less likely to know what's working for you and what's not working for you. You're more likely to have cravings and to snack because you didn't get the satisfaction out of your meal. And so that's the how, and that is a whole other, another skill set that needs to be addressed. So I kind of wish I'd said this at the beginning of the podcast, but I'm going to say it now. If you kind of think about like what, why, how, right? And you kind of start to bucket the skills into those three sort of categories. And that can sort of give you a way to sort of think about, okay, well, where do I feel like I need the most help, or what do I want to focus on? And so I hope this is helpful, just as kind of like a little, I don't know, it's almost like a little bit of summary of a lot of the things that I talk about. And this is what we are going to cover in Eat With Ease. And again, so if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this makes sense, or yeah, I don't do that, or oh, I didn't know that, or I need support with this, you know, this is what we're going to be covering. And if you feel like it's a good fit for you, I would love to have you. And if you feel like, oh, this is really helpful, I think I can address some of the stuff on my own, awesome, go for it. You know, I'm here to provide resources and provide support in any way that I can. And for some people, that's in a, you know, highly interactive one-to-one situation. And for some people, that's in a group situation. And for some people, that's taking what you listen and hear here and applying it on your own. And that's what's like so cool about having all these ways to connect with you, is that there's something for everyone. So thank you for being here. Again, all the info to just contact with me, send me a message, Eat With Ease, all of that is in the show notes, and more next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Movement Diaries. If you love this episode or are enjoying this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you left a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want more information or want to learn more about me or anything I offer, you can check me out on Instagram. My handle is just my first name and my last name, Jordana Adelstein. Website is the same thing. I have lots of free classes and tutorials, and I'm always sharing. I'm on Instagram pretty much every day, sharing what's going on in my life and how to make movement and exercise a more joyful part of your routine. Again, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.